And here on KBRB, as we continue on our fall sports previews with our area coaches, today we are on the phone line with head coach for the Ainsworth Girls Golf Team, Heather Luter. And coach, another young squad, limited numbers, but tell us a little bit about your team.
Hey, Cody, that's right. So we have four sophomores out this year, and these four girls, Jaden Appleman, Jordan Beatty, Hannah Beal, and Tara Shoemaker, they all were very fresh to the sport last year as freshmen. They did have a unique opportunity with there just being three seniors last year. They had the unique opportunity to play on the varsity squad for quite a few tournaments. And so they do bring a little bit of experience, a little bit of course knowledge with them this year. And so that's exciting for them to have just a few varsity tournaments under their belt, so to speak, already. And that's really the focus of our season this year, is just building their confidence in the game. I see some really great things on the driving range when we're working, you know, trying to figure out club distances, making sure that we've got good swing planes, and we're focused on our swing and we're creating quality golf shots. And then when we get to the actual hole that we're playing, it can get a little scary. You know, when you have a target that you're aiming for, there's a little bit of increased pressure there. And I know that they know how to hit the golf ball, and they know how to hit the golf ball. It's just really integrating that course management and just kind of not just playing the golf shot that you have on the ground, but playing the rest of the hole, kind of making a plan in your head and getting that really lined out during the round.
Well, you know, one thing is some of the youth have a lot of other activities going on throughout the summer, and that's basically about the only time that you get to prepare yourself for a high school sport like the game of girls golf. So tell us a little bit about the preparations from the girls from basically day one when you get ready to have your first practice to already on the golf course.
Yes, so you're right. The timeline there is very short. I was extremely fortunate. These girls were working hard during the summer. We would meet out at the course. They helped out with our youth programs. And so they were continually exposed to golf throughout the summer, which is a huge benefit. Then when we come back during conditioning week, I know some people think it's a little humorous to condition for golf, but we work on just toning the core and really strengthening the core, strengthening the leg muscles. These ladies are going to be doing a lot of golf and a lot of walking over the next month and a half. And so just really getting them kind of prepared for what those challenges are going to be. When we start practice this fall, we've been really focused on short game and developing that. Because like I said earlier, they get on the hole, they get a little nervous because, you know, they have that target. And it seems like the closer you get to the target, the more you're worried about making a mistake. You know, you don't want to have your approach shot to the green blow completely over the green. And so really just practicing, getting confident with their short game, working on those 3 to 5 foot putts that you don't want to miss in a tournament, but because you get up there and you do get a little bit nervous, the pressure's on. And so we've really focused on the short game and really just getting out on the course and playing as many holes of golf as we can before our first competition.
Well, I'm glad you brought up the conditioning part of things. I was talking to Hannah Beal the other day about, you know, school starting before it started and then getting ready for sports. And she said she was out for girls golf. And I said, you know, you take a look at it depending on where you play. Maybe on the smaller 9-hole courses, you still play 18 holes. You're looking at, you know, 300 to 400-yard par fours, some 500-yard par fives and things like that. So you're putting in some miles each tournament.
That is true. And especially where, you know, these girls aren't necessarily walking 3 to 5 miles in the heat during the summer. You know, they all have jobs. They all have things that they're doing that way. And so really just kind of getting as much prepared for the heat and the walking and the swinging as we can be for the first few meets.
And as we're speaking here, at a golf tournament that is coming up, tell us a little bit about that golf tournament.
Right. So our first tournament is Thursday, and we play in O'Neill. O'Neill's course is unique in its length. All of the holes are significantly long for these girls. And so coming right out the gate and playing our first meet, it definitely presents a challenge. It's a little bit intimidating. And so that's kind of getting mentally prepared for that has been definitely on our agenda as we've looked at practices, because these girls did not get the opportunity to play O'Neill last year. And so, yeah, they will all be experiencing the course for their first time.
And I'm not sure if it still is, but at one time it was the longest nine-hole course in the state of Nebraska.
You know, I do, as of a couple of years ago, that was still the case. So I think it's one of the longest, yes.
Well, and if folks aren't able to catch the girls in O'Neill or next Tuesday at the West Hole Golf Scramble, your team is hosting an Ainsworth invite on the 25th at 9:30 in the morning.
Yes, and we would love to have spectators come out. Watching golf is a little bit of a different spectator sport, but we would love to see community members, and we would love to have support out there at the golf course.
Well, Coach, wish you and the youngsters, four sophomores only out for the Ainsworth girls golf team this year, but we wish those ladies and you the best of luck this year.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
And that, again, is Ainsworth girls golf coach Heather Luter here on our preseason interviews.